The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara brings down, on Daf Mem Vav, Beis and Machlokes Amiroim, Machlokes of Sheshes and of Nachmin, whether Peri Avdi Chalipin. We discussed in the previous Daf, and we're holding in the middle of the Sugya now of Chalipin, where instead of buying something, as we explained in the previous Daf, for its value in terms of dollars and cents, there's a barter system where two people are trading items. And the Pashat Kinyan Chalipin that we know about is where somebody is giving over an item and is claiming it, so to speak, with a symbolic barter of being given the koinis beged. Obviously, he wouldn't sell it for that price. It could be that he's either giving him matana, or he's going to give him the money later. But upon him, the kinyan that's being done is being done, so to speak, symbolically in exchange of the beged which the koinah gives to the makna. And we see, anybody who's been by a chasana, whenever we're mekabel kinyan, whenever Reuven, let's say, wants to be mishabin himself to Shimon, wants to be mischayiv himself to Shimon, in terms of, let's say, a chosn is mechayiv himself to keep to the tenoyim of the ksuba, or the tenoyim that are written before the chasana, in order to make that legally binding, there has to be a kinyan. How do we transfer, so to speak? How do I transfer that I'll be a meshubit to give somebody such and such a sum of money if such and such an event takes place? I do that by having that person give me a kinyan suder, and with that I'm meshubit. So to speak, there's an exchange here of my suder for exchange of the koinis suder, so to speak, for my being meshubit myself. That's the system. Obviously it's a symbolic in nature, but that's the meisa kinyan. We, so to speak, we trade items. The Gemara has machlokes over here of Sheshes and of Nachmin, where the peri avdi chalipin, the normal chalipin, the classic chalipin, is done with a beged, a yarmulke, or a hat, or a handkerchief. The Gemara wants to know whether a foodstuffs, an apple, an orange, be it what may, can be used to effect a kinyan chalipin. So machlokes of Nachmin of Sheshes, we paskin, it's in the Shulchan Aruch and Zimri Reish Gimel, that peri loy avdi chalipin. What's the explanation behind this halacha? The Gemara says that in order to have this cheshivus, that the item is being transferred to the makna, that it should be considered a legitimate barter of objects, the object has to have some type of basic cheshivus. A fruit or any other foodstuff which does not last forever, a beged is something that doesn't spoil. Foodstuff, which is something that spoils, being that it cannot be transferred to the other person's rishus indefinitely, it's going to have to be used at some point, otherwise it's going to spoil, it's going to go bad. So Chazal said that it doesn't have enough of a cheshivus to effect that symbolic exchange of goods in order to create a kinyan chalipin. Rabbeinu Tam, in Tosfos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, is mechadish, a tremendous chiddush la'alocha, even though the Gemara says, peri lo yavdi chalipin, Rabbeinu Tam says that's only by the regular kinyan chalipin. The regular kinyan chalipin that we know about by a matono, or by a shibud, or even by a mechira, in order to create the kinyan, because Moses is not kohen, as we discussed. The halacha is that you, so to speak, give over a kli, as we said, not a food item, but it has to be something of lasting value. It's given over in exchange for the item that's being given. Even if that item is a car and it's worth $20,000 and it's being given for temporary ownership of a handkerchief, which is worth at best $1.50, still that exchange creates a kinyan. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's only when kinyan chalipin is being done. Shaloi b'shova b'shova. However, when two items are being exchanged, item A and item B are exchanged, Rabbeinu Tam says shova b'shova, two items of equal value, the kinyan will take effect, even though one or even both of those items is a pri. That means that we can affect the kinyan chalipin if we want to exchange apples for oranges, as long as the apples and oranges are shova b'shova. This is Tosfos on Daf Mem Zayin, the Ramaskul Geula Zumachir. Rabbeinu Tam explains this bediuk in the pasuk in Ruz, from which we learn our kinyan chalipin in the first place. What's the explanation? What's the basic explanation of Rabbeinu Tam's din? Rabbeinu Tam is telling us there's two types of kinyan chalipin. There's one type of kinyan chalipin, as we explained, which is symbolic in nature, It's really not a fair exchange of two items. I give you my handkerchief, you give me a car. Obviously, it doesn't make very much sense, but you're giving me the car, maybe for $20,000, I'll be paid later on. But the Maisa Kinyan, so to speak, is based on the barter which is being done. So therefore, the item doesn't have to be worth much, because it's only symbolic, but then again, the item has to have some type of basic cheshivas in order to affect that Kinyan. However, when two items are actually being traded in terms of dollars and cents, they're shava b'shava, as Rav many times says. So that's a different type of kinyan. That type of kinyan is a pashut to Reuven and Shimon, like we just said in the previous daf, exchanging a minivan for a smaller car, which is a newer make in better shape. That type of trade where the two cars are worth the same, or apples and oranges, which are worth the same amount of money, that's being given over for its dollar and cents value. It's not symbolic, therefore it doesn't have the chshivus of a dove kaimi, and even a pri will affect that kinyan. The Rambam seems to hold this way also. The Rambam says in Perkei Mehilchos Mechira that kade yayin v'kade shemen can be transferred with a kinyan chalipim. There's a discussion amongst the poskim, what does the Shulchan Aruch hold, the stiris, the diukim. It would seem that the Shulchan Aruch does hold like the Rambam. It's not so pashut. What does this mean? Chalipin shover b'shover that Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Tosfos in Memvov Amud Beis, when he's explaining Rabbeinu Tam, not the Tosfos in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, but Tosfos in Memvov Amud Beis, when he's explaining Chalipin shover b'shover according to Rabbeinu Tam, which works even by pre, says that it can't be shover kiflayim. That means the two Reuven and Shimon are trading items, and Reuven's item is worth double the amount of Shimon. That would not be considered Chalipin shover b'shover. That would not be considered chalipin shavah b'shavah. And therefore, on a pri, it wouldn't work. It would only work if it was a kli, not a pri. Which is what the Gemara says on the poshut b'kinyan chalipin. Reb Kiva Eiger, in his Gilyonis, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Gimel, takes this thesis literally. He says that shavah b'shavah Rabbeinu Tam never meant to say that the two items have to be worth exactly the same. Because it's not the pshat that I'm buying your apples with my oranges. Really, I pay you cash, but I have oranges for that price, so I'm giving you. That would be considered kinyan kesef. We're talking here about a barter system, where you want apples and I want oranges. They don't have to be worth exactly the same. But Reb Kiva Eiger explains that Tosfos means to say that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, even though they're not worth exactly the same, if one is worth double the amount, that discrepancy is so big as to be able to only be defined in terms of a symbolic chalipin, not in terms of barter. Rabbeinu Tam is only telling us when two items are actually exchanged. If one item is worth twice as much as the other, then we have to treat that as a symbolic chalipin, in which case both items would have to have the chshivus of a kli, in which case foodstuffs would not be able to be transferred with a kinyan chalipin. An apples that are worth a dollar and oranges that are worth $1.25 would be okay being transferred, and if the one who has the oranges would pick up the apples, the other fellow would automatically be kind of the oranges. But if one was worth a dollar, one was worth $2, then the kinyan would not take effect. However, the Chazon Ish says that kiflayim is lav davka. Tosfos is bederech hagzama, and Tosfos actually means that the two items have to be worth. Maybe they don't have to be worth to the penny, but they have to be worth within reason, basically the same value. If something is off by 30-40%, it doesn't have to be double as much. If two items have a discrepancy in price of 30-40%, you can't say that there's a fair trade going on over here. Nobody would trade an item for something worth 30% more. So that would be only symbolic chalipin, and it would not work with a pri. That's what the Chazon Ish says. It would seem to be that the Nesivis, the Siman Kuf Tzadik, and Siman Reish Gimel holds like the Chazon Ish, and the Nesivis adds an extra explanation. He says that Rabbeinu Tam's halach is based on his lashon is kol sheherichu ze keneged ze. That means wherever two parties got together and this item was estimated as being worth $100 and this item was being estimated at being worth $105, and they say, okay, $105, you want this, I want that, we'll make a trade. That would be the kinyan chalipin, which would be koina b'shava b'shava. But if you happen to want apples because you want to eat apples now, and I want oranges because I want to eat oranges now, and we're not even looking at the price. You take the apples, I'll take the orange, it seems reasonable, even if there's not such a tremendous discrepancy in price over there, because the kinyan is not based on a a fair exchange of two things which are similar in value, that type of kinyan could only be done by a kli and not by a pri. This would seem to be what comes out from the Sivis, and the Chaznish would seem to hold that way also. L'choira, let's discuss two cases where this is practical, and discuss that there's a chilik between the two and how one would relate to such an exchange. Reuven and Shimon both have dry goods stores. Reuven, it's now the end of the season. Reuven is running low, and nothing is available more from the wholesalers. Reuven is running low on item X. Shimon, in his store, is running low on item Y. Reuven doesn't want it to be known that his store is sometimes out of certain items. Shimon, likewise, doesn't want to be known as a store that doesn't provide his customers with a full stock. Reuven happens to meet Shimon in the street, they discuss it, and he says that he has an extra crate of X, he says he has an extra crate of Y, and without discussing the price, they decide to exchange goods. Now, it's poshut that if there was a tremendous difference in price, the crate of X was worth $200, and the crate of Y would be worth only $160, it wouldn't be worth it, even if that would mean that he's out of a certain item, it wouldn't be worth it for Reuven to lose $40 to exchange with Shimon. Obviously, they made some type of basic cheshbon that the two items are more or less equal in value. Storekeepers are only in the business, not in terms of using the item, but only in terms of selling it. If it wouldn't be worth it for them in terms of price, then they wouldn't make an exchange. That type of exchange would be considered, in the Lashon and the Sivis, Herichu Zeh Kenegzeh. Storekeepers, B'derech Klal, are Marich, estimate the value of items that they exchange with other storekeepers, wholesalers, retailers, etc., etc. They exchange in terms of real value. Therefore, if Reuven and Shimon want to exchange, what would be if the crate of X would still be in the warehouse of Reuven, and Shimon had already taken home the crate of Y that he got from Reuven? The other crate of goods would be already konui to Reuven. Reuven took home the crate which he got from Shimon, but his crate is still in his warehouse. What would be if that crate now would go bad? What would be if it would be an item that would be spoiled? What would be if there would be a fire, it would get ruined, etc.? There we would say that even though you're not kind of bekesef until you actually take possession of the goods, however, being over here that there was a kinyan chalipin shover b'shover, even if we're talking about food items, I said a dry goods store before, but it wouldn't be a difference because over there it would be kalim. But even if it would be foodstuffs, he ran out of sugar and he ran out of salt, etc. If he took possession of the sugar and he had not taken possession of the salt, and then the salt went bad or mice got into it, the halacha would be, the hefsek would be on Shimon, because he was already kainah, because Khalif Mishav Mishav is kainah. However, let's say you have two neighbors, two women. One sees that she's running low on eggs. One sees she's running low on sugar. She happens to be making a cake that calls for eggs. She happens to be making a cake that calls for sugar. For neither one of them is it worth running out now to the store. They don't have anybody to babysit the kids. So they decide, she calls her up, she asks her if you have any cocoa, and she says, by the way, I'm running low on sugar. Okay, so let's make an exchange. L'choira, neighbors, when they exchange items based on mutual benefit, I need cocoa, you need eggs, it has nothing to do with dollars and cents. Neither one of us are doing this for profit, and even if it would be $1.50 or 50-60% of the discrepancy in price, it would not make sense for me to run out to the store. When I'm taking the cocoa, I'm taking the cocoa because I want to make the cake. When you're taking the eggs, you're taking the eggs because you want to make your cake with eggs. Therefore, it would be hard to define such an exchange of goods as herichu zeh keneged zeh. In which case, according to the Chazon Ish and according to the Sivis, there would not be a kinyan chalipin. And according to Reb Kiva Eger, as long as the discrepancy is not a 2-to-1 ratio in price, there would be a kinyan chalipin shavu b'shavu. What would that mean? That would mean that if the neighbor who needed the cocoa went downstairs and took the cocoa and the eggs were still sitting by her upstairs, and meanwhile three of the eggs cracked, that we would say that the hefsek, the loss of the cracked eggs, would be on the neighbor who gave her the cocoa. Even though she has not yet taken possession of the eggs, but since the chalipin, the one who wanted the cocoa already assumed possession of the cocoa, the eggs are already konui to her neighbor, and therefore the three eggs that are cracked would be her hefsek, even though they're still sitting in the house of the one who now has the cocoa. The Chalkis Yoiv and other Achren want to be Mechadish here, a tremendous Chiddush, B'shitis Rabbeinu Tam. They say that the same way we learned, that even though Midaraisa, we'll see in the next daf, the Psukim, Rabbi Yochanan says that Kinyan Mois is Koine Midaraisa. However, Chazal were Mafkia. Chazal disallowed Kinyan Mois to take place, and Chazal said that possession of items that are being sold for a price are not koni until you actually take possession of the item. Says the Chalkis Yoyo, the same would be true on Rabbeinu Tam's Shavu B'Shavu. He understands that Rabbeinu Tam's concept of Shavu B'Shavu is also really an exchange of two items based in terms of dollars and cents. That means that even though it's a Kinyan Chalipin, it's a different type of Kinyan, but since we'll say it in the Lashon HaSivu, since it's Ha'erichu Zeh K'neged Zeh, it's based also on a concept of this item is worth that much, and this item is worth that much, and I'm exchanging you the item in terms of its worth for the other item in terms of its worth. Therefore, Chazal were mafkia that kinyan as well. However, the Hamakne and the Pnei Yeshua, and the Chayu, would seem, the Stimus Lashon HaShulchanor would seem to be matched this way, that halach is not true. Even though Chazal were mafkia, Chazal took away kinyan kesef and said that only Mashiach is koina. However, Chalipin, as soon as even Chalipin Shavu B'Shavu, where it's not a symbolic Kinyan Chalipin, being that over here, Sof Kol Sof, the Kinyan is not being assumed in terms of dollars and cents. I'm not walking into a store and buying an item for a dollar and paying you with a coin. We're exchanging items, even if we exchange the items as a fair exchange because they're worth the same price. But the reason, let's say in the case that we spoke about the two cars, of course I wouldn't trade for you my car if it's worth $8,000 and your car is worth $2,000. We estimated both cars before as having equal value, but in actuality, what we're exchanging is not in terms of dollars and cents. What we're exchanging, what we're making a chalipin on, is in terms of usage of the car, like we explained kinyan chalipin, as opposed to kinyan kesef. Therefore, it would make sense, says the Amakna and the Pnei Yeshua, that even if they were mafkia kinyan kesef, they were only mafkia the kinyan which is based on value, which is based on dollars and cents. A kinyan which is based on a barter system is a different type of kinyan, and we don't have any takonis chazal dealing with that kinyan, and therefore chazal will not mafkia it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.